You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers visited Sam Davie Elementary School in Eau Claire on Wednesday to highlight his call for increased education spending in his budget address. During his State of the State address, Governor Evers declared 2025 as the year of the kid. In the budget address on Tuesday, he called for billions of dollars for education funding over the next 2 years. During the visit, Governor Evers also referenced the record-breaking number of districts that have needed to propose operational referendums recently, including Eau Claire. The University of Wisconsin-River Falls has announced a new interim chancellor beginning in March. According to a press release, John Chenoweth has been named as the interim chancellor effective March 1st. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman also said he expects Chenoweth to serve in the interim chancellor role for an extended period of time. In a statement, Chenoweth highlighted his past experience in the interim role and says he's excited to use that background to benefit the students and staff at UW-River Falls. The Barron County Sheriff's Department has a lot of new surveillance cameras in the form of residents voluntarily registering their own cameras. Over the summer, the Sheriff's Department asked residents to register their cameras online. The registration allows law enforcement authorities to quickly identify potential surveillance footage during an investigation. Since the request went out in August, 55 cameras have been registered through the program. Any resident interested in registering their cameras can do so on cityprotect.com. Both candidates for the upcoming Wisconsin Supreme Court election say they will not pledge to recuse themselves from cases involving the political parties backing their campaigns. Both state parties have donated millions to their preferred candidate in what will likely be the most expensive Supreme Court campaign in history. Supreme Court candidates are not required by law to recuse themselves from cases involving a political party, and the decision to recuse is typically left up to the justices. Both claim they will not prejudge cases. A Republican bill that would ban students from using cell phones in the classroom passed the Wisconsin State Assembly on Wednesday. The legislation passed on a party-line vote. Republican lawmakers say the bill would be beneficial for the mental health of students and includes exceptions for emergencies or teacher-authorized educational purposes. State Democrats criticize the bill as a one-size-fits-all approach that doesn't make sense. They say any cell phone policies should include feedback from parents, teachers, and students. Wisconsin emergency officials are sharing flood preparation tips with residents ahead of Flood Safety Awareness Week. Governor Tony Evers declared next week is Flood Safety Awareness Week, hoping to remind residents to evaluate their properties and have a plan for unexpected flooding. Residents should stay informed of weather conditions, keep valuables out of their basements, and clean their gutters regularly to limit flood damage or avoid it entirely. They should also create an emergency plan ahead of time and consider purchasing flood insurance. The Osseo Rural Fire Department is asking for support from the community as they raise funds for new equipment. Officials say the fire department's self-contained breathing apparatuses need to be replaced, and they're looking to raise around $250,000 to purchase 16 new ones. The equipment is meant to protect firefighters from inhaling dangerous smoke or chemicals while responding to a fire. In addition to accepting donations, the department is planning a number of fundraising events in the coming weeks. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is looking for community input on the City of Chetek's application for Safe Drinking Water Loan Program funding. According to a press release, the proposed project would involve the relocation of a water main to Cleve Street. Safe Drinking Water Loan Program officials say the project is not expected to have any significant adverse environmental effects and does not require an environmental review or analysis. Public input on the project can be submitted online and comments will be accepted until March 5th. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting residents to participate in this year's Wisconsin Conservation Congress annual spring hearing process. The hearing process gives residents the opportunity to make suggestions to state officials by introducing a local resolution. Residents will be allowed to submit 2 resolutions per year, and they must be of statewide impact, be practical and achievable, and align with the mission of the Wisconsin Conservation Congress. Submissions will be accepted through February 24th. A number of Democratic state lawmakers say they're working on legislation to stop federal authorities from arresting immigrants at places like churches, hospitals, and schools. The locations had previously been considered protected, but Trump administration officials now say they are not off-limits for immigration operations. State Democrats are seeking to designate the locations as safe havens, saying members of the immigrant community should be able to attend school, religious services, or seek medical care without the fear of arrest. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks are back in action. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks are back from the All-Star break tonight when they host the LA Clippers at Fiserv Forum. Giannis Antetokounmpo listed as questionable after missing the last six games with a calf muscle injury.
I'm okay. Am I 100%? I don't know. We'll see. But I was able to go through practice. It felt good. But we'll see. We'll see tomorrow if I'm 100%. I don't know yet.
Damian Lillard, also questionable. Doc Rivers after yesterday's practice.
We went hard, but not that hard. And so we'll see with him and Dame. We don't know yet.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers head coach Luke Fickell receiving a one-year extension on his contract with the university. Fickell's deal now runs through March of 2032. He'll earn an extra $100,000, bringing his total to $7.7 million this year. The Badgers were 5-7 last season and missed playing in a bowl game for the first time in 22 years. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're headed to the warm, cozy theaters this weekend, here are some films you might enjoy. Sometimes, even though a movie is reviewing well and probably pretty decent, it sounds ridiculous. And that is the case for The Monkey, which opens wide February 21st. I'm paraphrasing, but the logline is twin brothers find a wind-up monkey that causes a killing spree, and then 25 years later, it starts a new killing spree as they try to stop it. A wind-up monkey, not even a real monkey. The other film opening in wide release is The Unbreakable Boy, a family film about a child with autism and a bone disorder. If you're not up for braving the cold and feel like sitting home, check out Sly Lives, a new documentary on Hulu about Sly and the Family Stone. Social media users, including myself, are in a lather over it, and it is pulling a 90% on Rotten Tomatoes. It has a built-in, fantastic soundtrack and all the other fun stuff you'd expect from a solid rock and roll documentary. Let's go to the movies. Director Peter Bogdanovich's final film has been remastered and will be released digitally by Lionsgate. The film Squirrels to Nuts was originally released under its first title, She's Funny That Way, in 2014. The acclaimed director passed away in 2022. In reality TV stars talking just to talk news, Bethany Frankel weighed in on Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively, making light of their legal issues with director Justin Baldoni, who is also Lively's co-star in It Ends With Us. Frankel, one of the real fake TV housewives of New York City, said joking about the lawsuits on Saturday Night Live's 50th anniversary was nothing short of genius, calling it the zeitgeist, a bullseye. She added that the only way to weather a storm is to go right through it, while also acknowledging that the storm might have actually been caused by Lively and Reynolds in the first place, admitting that no one knows what happened. Let this be a lesson to you youngsters out there. Always make social media posts.
The third season of White Lotus
has dropped on Max, and the HBO show has created some controversy thanks to nitpicky social media followers always looking for something to overanalyze. Every season has a new cast, location, and theme music. Season 2's theme music was so popular it played in nightclubs across Europe. Season 3's theme music has not been well received. Great thing to stress over in this day and age. If you haven't seen White Lotus yet, give it a chance. Saturday Night Live kicks off a new 50 years in March. March hosts will include comedian Shane Gillis and Lady Gaga. Neither are strangers to the SNL stage. Gillis will host the show for the second time on March 1st. The musical act will be Tate McRae. Gaga will wear hosting and musical hats as she covers both roles on March 8th. Gaga has hosted the show before and performed as the musical guest four times previously. Wonder if they'll be invited to the 100th. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. The coldest air of the week finally behind us. Still chilly today, mostly sunny with a high of 17. Wind chills as low as 20 below, especially early. Mostly clear tonight, a low near 5 below. Sunny skies on Friday with a high near 20. Currently, it's 8 degrees.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.